Club chairman Kenimbayiwa said the relief Mandgora of his duties this morning after failing to meet set targets. Bayiwa said in the meantime, Mandgora's assistant Twende Raindira has been put in charge as Dimbare's search for a replacement. What is surprising is the fact that Mandgora has been fired at a time when his team is not doing all that badly and are only 3 points behind leaders Triangle. We're doing rounds in Harare, however, is to the effect that Dynamos are persuading Warriors coach Kalisto Pasua to return to the club. At the same time, Dynamos have been drawn to meet Wawa Prisons in the first round of the Chibuku Super Cup following the draw conducted at Zebra Bar in Bare this afternoon. The Glamour Boys were represented by Treasurer Webster Marechera, who is wary of the Prison Warders having earlier lost to them in the league.
The draw was fair, but what I can say is that we shouldn't underestimate Wawa in this first round.
Defending champions FC Platinum have been drawn to face Longoso Mules, who are bottom of the 16-team Premier Soccer League assembly. The other pairings were as follows. Harare City versus Buffaloes, FC Platinum versus Dongo, Chapungu versus Flame Lily, Capes United versus ZPC Kariba, Aumine versus Highlanders, Triangle versus Cholocho, Wange versus Chicken Inn. Highlanders chairman for Harare chapter, Modem Ngwenya, says Aumine will be in for a hiding.
We're going to unleash our potential come the first round, so Aumine is in trouble.
Surprisingly, Capes United team manager Alois Punjira says the Green Machine were lucky to avoid Highlanders.
As long as we avoided Highlanders in the first round, we were fine.
FC Platinum won the Chibuku Super Cup last season. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Michael Kariati.